Once again, thanks for listening. This is All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Today is the last day of Major League Baseball's regular season. The playoffs start Tuesday. And among the teams still vying for a spot in the World Series is the club with the fourth lowest payroll in the game.
The American League's Western Division title belongs to the Oakland Athletics.
Now, if you remember, the Oakland A's are the same team that Michael Lewis profiled in the book Moneyball. Brad Pitt played general manager Billy Bean in the movie, and Billy Bean is still there in Oakland, winning divisions on thrifty budgets. Sports writer Alan Barra wrote in The Atlantic that this year's A's are the real Moneyball team, not the 2002 squad. Alan Barra joins us from our New York studios to explain. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Okay, so let's start with 2002, the Moneyball team that was portrayed in the movie a couple of years ago. For those of us who read the book or saw the movie, we know the story. It's the A's can't compete with the big wealthy teams to sign their marquee players, so they start using obscure statistics to find the best available players at rock-bottom prices, and it works. What's wrong with that story?
Well, it's not true. for one thing, the big statistic they talk about, on-base average, has been known for years. People have been talking about that for many years. And the reason that they did win wasn't primarily these low-rent players they picked up. It was the near-superstar-level players that they had. Eric Chavez at third base, Miguel Tejada, who was, in fact, the MVP of the 2002 season. And they had great starting pitching, probably the best 1-2-3 starters in the American League and maybe in all of baseball. Now, mm-hmm. Scarcely mentioned, not even mentioned at all in the movie. And you see the A's, in fact, lose in the playoffs in 2002, not to a big money team like the Yankees or Red Sox. They end up losing to the Minnesota Twins, who, according to Forbes, were actually a smaller market team in 2002. So there's a lot of miss there to knock down.
Okay, so let's take a minute. Can we give Billy Bean some credit? I mean, he did amazing things in Oakland, right?
Oh, yes. No doubt. A very smart man and a very good GM. But it's a myth that baseball in recent years, in the last few decades, has been dominated by rich teams. It's true the Yankees spend an incredible amount of money. I think it was, what, $190 this year? $190 million? But where are they at the end of the season?
But the Yankees were—they've won 27 World Series. That there have been two in the last decade, three in the 90s. They've been pretty routinely excellent, and they spend a ton of money. So, does that kind of mean that money still wins games?
Well, the Yankees, let's say from 1996 on, when their streak started. Only in 1998 were they really a great powerhouse team. It was a 2001 or 2002. They won their playoff series against the A's, but during the season, the A's were a much better team. I think they won 10 or 11 more games than the Yankees did during the season.
So can you talk through how this year's team more closely resembles that myth, as you call it?
Well, this year, the A's are doing very much what they were credited for doing, I think, back in 2002. This year's bunch, they're not even household names in their own households. Josh Donaldson, I think he's going to finish with 25 home runs this year, and he's making less than $500,000. They've got an Australian player, Grant Balfour, a 35-year-old, much-traveled veteran who is a terrific relief pitcher. And Ryan Cook, a very good setup man. Making a little over $500,000. I mean, these guys are the real Moneyball team.
Alan Barra wrote about the 2013 Oakland A's for The Atlantic. Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you.